The next coach on the teleconference is Maryland's Mike Loxley. The Terrapins are 0-3 in conference play and 2-5 overall. Maryland visits Iowa on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Sure. You know, we're excited about the opportunity to go to Iowa City to play the University of Iowa. A well-coached team, you know, undefeated team. That's, Coach Ferentz has those guys playing really hard, really disciplined football. You know, we're coming off of a tough loss to Penn State. We felt our guys fought for 60 minutes, and as a team, we need to find a way to make the plays down the clutch to finish a ball game.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, as you're getting your team prepared to face Iowa, you know, certainly they've had a lot of success running the ball and stopping the run. You know, what have you seen on film, and what do you think will be some of the keys on Saturday?
Well, the big thing is for us offensively and being able to run the ball against a really good run defense, we've got to be good in our read game. You know, the last couple of games we've had the ability to efficiently run the ball using some of the zone read stuff that Perry Hills is more suited for. We've got to be able to execute and make good decisions in the run game with the quarterback and whether he's giving the ball or disconnecting. And then our perimeter blocking is going to be really important. On the other side, we've got to be really gap sound, do a good job of making sure we control our gaps, play with great leverage, and do a good job of tackling their backs who run really hard.
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Mike, as a guy who works with a lot of quarterbacks, when you see C.J. Beathard on film, what impresses you?
Well, I think, number one, Teddy, the accuracy part, you know, he has the ability to put the ball in some really tight windows, but I also think just the pocket athleticism that he shows, you know, his ability to extend plays and allows his receivers to continue to work to get open, and he's definitely still a threat once he breaks the pocket. And, you know, he's a guy that just has the ability to make plays with both his arms and his feet, and we've got to do a good job of containing him with our rush lanes and being disciplined in those, but also making sure that we're tight to the receivers and enabling him to pick us apart.
Did you notice how much he was limping around, especially late in that Northwestern game?
Yeah, he took some shots, but I tell you what, he's a tough kid. He battled through it, and you know, we're expecting to get a good game from him.
All right, thanks, man.
No problem.
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, you mentioned, you know, some of the rushing success that you've had from the quarterback position. Have you been around a quarterback who's strung together a few performances like you've seen out of Hills the last few weeks, as far as, you know, being well over 100 yards in multiple games and really, you know, making some game-changing plays at key moments?
Yeah, you know the style of offense we run, obviously, with the zone read stuff, when you have a mobile quarterback, I've had a few guys that have been able to have some of the same successes. Juice Williams at Illinois broke a bunch of records, you know, as a dual-threat quarterback and all-purpose yardage. And so, you know, we had C.J. Brown here at Maryland the last couple of years, who was very similar. And you know, with Perry coming back off the knee injury a year ago and him continuing to develop his skill set, you know, surprisingly, people have taken the running back away from us in the zone read stuff and forced the quarterback to make plays with his feet. And I think that's where you've seen Perry been able to take advantage of the opportunities. And I would imagine down the road that at some point they'll try to not allow him to run the ball, and then our running backs have to make the same type of plays.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.